the various baseball awards are being handed out. I saw a lot of, and you know this stuff better than I do, Sean, so I'll just I'll ask you. I saw a lot of people yesterday really pissed off that Mike Trout was named the AL MVP.
Mainly from Boston, obviously. Mookie Betts, I think, had a pretty good case. I can see that. But when you look at a lot of advanced stats, when you look at the on-base percentage, I don't have it in front of me, but I think Mike Trout's on-base percentage on the year was something like 44%. It was bonkers. I don't have a problem with it. And Trout's also, by the way, been robbed a couple times in the past. So that one doesn't bother me all that much, although Mookie Betts had a very good season. And
Jose Altuve was third, by the way.
And I think that's right. That's who I would have probably put third.
Adrian Beltre got one first-place vote. David Ortiz got one first-place vote. Mookie Betts got 9. Mike Trout got 19. I just saw a lot of people that were sort of ticked off.
Well, everyone's always upset that their guy didn't necessarily win. And some of these things are so subjective because the argument is, okay, Mookie Betts had his season on a top team and Mike Trout didn't. How much does that matter? And these are always the debates baseball has here and there. But I think they got it right in both cases. I think that Chris Bryant and Mike Trout, I have no problem with either of those guys winning their
Bryant, MVPs. By the way, became the first player ever to win Rookie of the Year and MVP in back-to-back seasons, right? I think that was the first time it had ever happened that that someone who won the Rookie of the Year.
The very next year won MVP?
The very next year won MVP.
Because we have had rookies that have won MVP.
But I think this was the first time that someone had ever done it in back-to-back years.
Pretty hard to
argue. He was the unanimous, Corey Seager.
Corey Seager is a Rookie of the Year and an MVP candidate as well. Yeah.
Unanimous.
Hard to argue with that.
Seager was the came in third, by the way, in the NL MVP voting.
Not too bad for a rook. That's pretty good.
Chris Bryant got all but one first place vote. Right?
All but one. Daniel Murphy got the other.
Daniel Murphy
who finished
got
second
one
overall.
First place vote.
Right.
Well, how...
That vote, by the way, was Mike Puma of the New York Post. And you know how we know it was Mike Puma? Because he said it. And he said that he did it because he didn't want it to be unanimous. Also, trying to be Twitter genius, by the way. Mike Puma of the New York Post, that morning, yesterday morning, before the vote, before the voting's been announced, prediction, Chris Bryant wins the NL MVP award tonight, but it won't be a unanimous decision like Bryce Harper was last year. Well... Yeah, because you know you didn't vote for him. So I'm not sure that's a super great prediction. Why don't you just say that flat out? Instead of trying
He did. He came out and said,
afterwards,
I voted Murphy first, Bryant second, so sue me, was what he said.
Yeah, he said it after it was announced.
Hours later. What a smug punk.
I mean, and the idea is basically say, hey, look at me. I'm going to be the clever guy who tells you what will happen about the, you know, the NL MVP. Oh, because I do know, because I'm the one who'd altered it. Like, I'm not sure if you can really take credit for that sort of thing.
That's
like a guy fixing a basketball game or something and saying, you know, I bet that other team isn't going to win the way you think they will.
By the way, producer Ron helps me out here. Chris Bryant is joining Dustin Pedroia, Ryan Howard, and Cal Ripken as the only players to win Rookie of the Year and MVP honors in consecutive seasons. Now, is it that, let me ask you that, let's see, Ripken would have been AL.
Right, Howard NL with the Phillies.
Okay.
And Pedroia, of course, the Red Sox.
Something that said that it was. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought I saw something yesterday that had said that. I like making up stats, so maybe that's what I did.
No.
It's highly possible that that's what happened to me. I just made stuff up.
Fred Lynn winning both in the same year, famously, as a rookie back in 75. First guy to do that. Ichiro did the same thing back in 2001. And part of the complaints was the Trout could have arguably done
his
rookie year.
Ichiro.
Of course, Ichiro, not your normal rookie, of course, you know, well established in baseball over in Japan before coming to the United States. So the Freddie Lynn situation is still pretty unique. But, yeah, what an interesting choice, though, right? Like, make sure you get your little Twitter fame by, hey, I'm going to make a prediction of something I already know about. Why don't you just say you knew about it? Ugh. It's frustrating.